Y así suena Natalie Cole con Andrea Bocelli en este caso. Natalie, muy buenas tardes. Welcome to SBS Radio. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Natalie. How are you? Welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm well. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for accepting our invitation. My first question to you is, why in Spanish?
Well, it's the most one of the most beautiful romance languages in the world. And I had so much enjoyment singing Unforgettable that I thought it might be nice to sing some Latin classics as well, in Espanol.
In Espanol.
That yeah. last track we heard, Bésame Mucho, oh, your accent is
wonderful.
Beautiful in Spanish.
It is. And everyone does the song, you know.
But no, I was just saying your accent in Spanish is really beautiful.
Oh,
did you have to work really hard to get that?
You know, I think I was very fortunate because ever since I was a little girl, I've been working on my little accents. I would like kind of play around and have fun with different people's accents, and I think I have an affinity for it, even though I really don't speak Spanish fluently. So it was fun. It was challenging, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, I'm going to translate a bit of what you just
okay.
said. Básicamente lo que está diciendo Natalie es que ella desde pequeña estaba tratando de imitar acentos en varias lenguas, y aunque no habla español fluentemente, pues lo está cantando. Natalie, this is basically an example of your father's legacy in a way. He sang so many songs in Spanish, and he recorded so many albums as well. How do you feel now that you are like following his steps in these regards in Spanish?
It's a little scary. It's a little exciting. It feels good. And I'm just hoping that the people will respond because I feel that this music is so beautiful and it came out really nice.
In this album, you have sang with Juan Luis Guerra, for example, with Andrea Bocelli. How was the experience?
Oh, my gosh. The only thing I wish I could have done was to sing with Juan Luis in person. He had already done his part, so I had to match his phrasing. And, of course, he's like perfecto. So I had to really work very hard. I love this song, Bachata Rosa. I love this song.
Precisely, this is the song that we are listening in the background. I'm going to translate that just in a second. Well, lo que está diciendo Natalie, básicamente trabajar con él, con un perfeccionista como lo es Juan Luis Guerra, fue una increíble experiencia, y Bachata Rosa específicamente, que es la canción que estamos escuchando, le encanta a Natalie.
Mm-hmm. Natalie, how difficult was it to choose the different songs that from the legendary composers?
Yes.
Was that an easy choice?
It was not an easy choice. Rudy Perez, who was my producer, who was wonderful, it really, I give him so much credit in helping me to choose these songs because there's so many wonderful Latin classic songs to choose from. But I think for this first record that we did a pretty good job of kind of mixing it up, not too many songs by one composer, and even the Beatles song, Yo Lo Amo, which has never been translated into Spanish, is a wonderful addition to this list of songs. So we had a good time choosing, but it wasn't easy.
Básicamente Natalie dice que no fue fácil la decisión de elegir las canciones, que hay un gran repertorio en español de canciones románticas. Y que, bueno, gracias al trabajo con su productora, pudieron seleccionarlas. You also, Natalie, have a song with a recording of your father. How did you feel singing that song?
Oh, I think it's so sweet. It's so wonderful. Acércate más. To hear his voice singing in Spanish and to be able to sing again with him is something that I never imagined. I really didn't. I did not think that we were going to be able to pull this off.
But it sounds fantastic.
It's a wonderful surprise. It's a wonderful surprise. And he still sounds so good. And, you know, it's, I just can't explain all the words that I feel about this.
Básicamente Natalie está diciendo que, bueno, tiene una grabación con una grabación que hizo su padre en español y que pues se sintió que no podía creer que había logrado hacer esta grabación, cantar nuevamente con su padre, recordar esos momentos. Y bueno, se llama la canción Acércate Más, que están escuchando también en este momento en el fondo.
And Natalie, a question not related to music, but in a way it is, because you've produced this wonderful work following a remarkable recovery from a kidney transplant. Yes, how has that? I imagine that would have been
It changed my life. Having this whole situation happen, it changed my life because a few things happened along with it. And maybe as you know, when I got my kidney transplant, I was with my sister who was dying at the time. So she passed away and I received my transplant the same day. And it was a very difficult, hard day for us. And then the family, my donor family, they are also Latin from El Salvador, and they lost a loved one as well. Her name was Jessica. She was a very young woman who was pregnant, 8 months pregnant, and the baby did survive, but she did not. And it was just an extraordinary circumstance. I don't believe it was a coincidence, though, that all of these things happened, and then now here we are doing a Latin record.
Finally, Natalie, what's your preferred song in this album?
Oh, God. I have no idea. there's so many songs on this record that I love.
But you have...
There is one song that makes me cry, even more so than Acércate Más, and that is Amapola.
Amapola.
Songs, yes.
Natalie, thanks very much for accepting our invitation to SBS Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Así, como pensas tú, acaso pretendes a desesperarme. Ven por Dios a darme ese beso tuyo que te pido yo.